Yeah, last time on 5100.
How long ago was that? A couple years?
2 years.
You had, for people who don't know, you've had a tough time that went on for a long time with injuries. Can you describe what happened to you and what took you out of the 3100 mile world?
Actually, I was in training. I want to prepare me for a 6 day race and 3100 mile race, and then become injured. I don't know, just knee and left leg. How do you call it? These muscles here.
Okay, so you're pointing at the lower, the backside of your leg on the hamstring, I guess.
Yes.
So that was in 2010, or what year was that?
I think it was last year.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Here at the race you got injured?
Sorry?
You got injured here at the race?
No, it was before. I was here in New York. I came in actually for a 6 day race. And I was running to the ocean. And it happened. And then I cannot run almost 4 months or something.
You told me a story that you went to all kinds of places to try and get it fixed and nothing really worked. And then one day you were at the 3100 last summer and you knew you were okay again.
Yeah, it was for me really interesting experience because the Sarvagata was finishing the race and Rupanta gave me I should pass him t-shirt and the
flag.
Flag. And I know that Sarvagata running really fast and I should running to come on the right time and right be on the right point there. And then I realized
you had to really rush to get over there and give it to him.
And I realized that I can run. It was actually, and yeah.
Well, it was just the moment where you saw or you felt, hey, everything's okay again.
Yeah. And then I started running again.
So after that, this is in August 2011. What do you do once you know you're not injured? What did you do afterwards? Did you?
I started to training. I heard here they have in Cleveland US Championship for 24 hours race.
And you did how many miles?
127 or something. 127 miles.
At the 24-hour championship, and you came in very well, right?
Yeah, it was seventh place, but I mean, it's not. It was their first place was 148 or something.
Okay.
I was not. But for me, I was happy. It was my best time, and I can run. I was really enjoying the race. Yeah.
Well, now you're running the 6 day race, and you're in the lead. And it's a different kind of race, the 3100. So how do you look upon what you do here versus doing the 3100, or is it the same?
I like running. I try to do the best, give my best, and enjoying the race. I don't look on the his blackboard or how
the board. Yeah, you don't look at the board.
You know, it's just like all this can change in 1 hour. Can everything change here? Because
the conditions weren't good on the first day. They were very bad. Did that discourage you in any way that this was going to be really miserable the entire time?
Actually, not. I won't run last year with 6 days, and then I can come. And then I was so excited this year to run. And because of this, it was for me actually weather no matter. I want to run, and no matter weather condition, you know.
So it didn't matter. I'm going to run no matter what. And you are having a good time?
Yes. This is beautiful race, and here is like really perfect runners here, you know.
So perfect runners?
Yeah. Again, Rimas, I can run again.
You're saying Rimas, who hasn't run in like 10 years, is back again?
Yeah.
Things like that that inspire you as well?
Yeah. I ran with him maybe for 5 or 6 years. And I don't know, he was like Jasper.
There's some good guys out there.
Yeah. And it was really happy for me to run with.
So, is there anything you want to do differently in the next couple of days, or just keep doing what you're doing and have fun?
Yeah, try to run, try to keep going. You know, it's sometimes, you know, you want to sleep, but I mean, I try to give my best and enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you.